This is episode number 2121 of the Who Cares News for Monday, January 3rd, 2022. The Who Cares News is a member of the Mouthful Media Podcast Network.
It's not fake news. It's not breaking news. In fact, it's news you couldn't care less about. It's the Who Cares News with your hosts, Van Camp and Morgan.
New Year's Eve, Miley Cyrus had a little bit of a wardrobe malfunction on her live New Year's Eve party with Pete Davidson. Yeah, she was singing her, you know, mega hit Party in the USA. Remember that song from when she was Hannah Montana that she so hated being? I will say that the footage I heard of it was like, wow, Miley's smoking a lot of cigarettes these days. She sounded a little manly when she sings. Anyway. So she was wearing a kind of a silver crop top.
She kind of sounds manly.
And it broke while she was performing, and she grabbed it quick enough before, you know, we could see anything. But it caused her to rush backstage, and she put on a big red overcoat. But she had nothing on underneath the overcoat. So, no, she was on mic. She was live.
Okay.
And so, like, she had the coat was open. Mm-hmm. All the way down. So you can see her bare chest and everything, you know, in the middle of it. So I don't know if they taped her or whatever, you know, they do that. Anyway, she returned and finished the show. Didn't even miss a beat. And so fans were wondering, oh my God, what does she think? What does she think? She loved it. She's Miley Cyrus.
Oh, she probably
loved
did love
every
it.
Minute of it, she says. Somebody tweeted about it, said she didn't suffer. Girl didn't miss a beat or skip a TIT and still delivered. And Miley said, absolutely not. The entire night was pure joy. I loved every second of it. Everybody that I've seen on social media since New Year's Eve said that actually was the best show out of all of them. And we're wondering whether or not Andy Cohen is going to ever be asked back again. He was so drunk on the CNN one. Yeah, that's what I hear. I didn't see it.
Which one? The CNN?
The CNN. Him and Anderson Cooper. All right, it's time for the Who Cares News. Here's Morgan.
Here I am. And you don't like this story, but a Halle Berry clowned everyone Saturday by making it seem she tied the knot again.
Well, you know what I did? I breathed a collective sigh of relief when I found out that it wasn't true. Because I was flipped out. I was flipped out. I looked at my Instagram and going like, oh, no, you did not. You did not.
Did you cry? You're crying.
I wasn't crying.
Sure. She got over on lots of her famous friends.
Yeah.
Halle posted pics that made it look like she and boyfriend Van Hunt, your nemesis, are now hubby and wife.
Well, it looked really convincing.
Well, yeah, because the photos were taken in a chapel on what appears to be a resort.
Yeah.
We think they're at a super fancy hotel in Bora Bora.
Okay.
And it looked real enough for the likes of Dwayne Johnson and Octavia Spencer.
And John Van Camp.
Because you're right there with Dwayne Johnson, of course.
I am. Me and The Rock, man. We're like this.
You both fell for it. Hook, line, and sinker.
We fell for it. Oh, my God.
So it's kind of...
She punked us.
Well, she did. Because it's actually easy to miss the joke. Halle captioned the pic, well, it's official.
She did.
Now, when you read the caption next to the pic of her wearing a flower crown.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And she gets up on her toes to kiss Van. So it's easy to get clowned, right?
It looks like there's nobody else in the chapel. That was my only clue, was that there was no officiant standing in front of them.
All's well that ends well for you. The joke is unmasked with the next caption. And the quote is, it's 2022.
Meaning that's what's official. Thanks, Halle.
Yeah, so it's 2022. You get it, yeah.
I get it. I get it. Thankfully, she's not married yet.
I bet your heart skipped a beat or three.
It did.
Well, let's discuss the most unexpected celebrity couples of 2021.
Oh, my goodness. Is this like a top 10?
It is.
Okay.
All right, number 10.
Number 10.
Lilo and Bader Shammas.
Now, who's he again? Do we know who he is?
I think he's some financial advisor or vice president.
What is he interested in her for? She's got no money. She's got no money. If you're a financial planner or advisor or somebody who's tied to finance, you want to be with people who have money, don't you?
Well, she must have a little.
I don't think she's got any money. I don't think she does.
I don't know how she does because, you know, she spends it all.
I know, right?
All right. Adele and Rich Paul.
Yeah, Adele, she got divorced and then she hooked up with this guy. And it's like, you know, she gave us an album. We appreciate that. Adele's fantastic. I love Adele. I'm sorry. I just do.
Channing Tatum and Zoe Kravitz.
Well, I know who Zoe Kravitz is. She's, you know.
You know who Channing Tatum is.
And I know who Channing Tatum is. So.
Yeah, I didn't see that one coming.
Yeah, I didn't see. We didn't see any of these coming.
Well, this one I really didn't see coming.
Huh.
Renee Zellweger.
Oh, yeah. What the hell? I can't believe that one. And I guess they're still going strong.
Well, but evidently he had done something like on New Year's Eve or something like that with Renee Zellweger. No, no, no. It was his show.
Yeah, he's got a show. A reality show.
Renee Zellweger was going to have a car restored or something.
Okay, all right.
And so he was part of that, and that's where they met.
He does appear to be a charming, good-looking fellow.
He seems to be very charming and funny.
Yes.
And he definitely is good-looking.
Well, maybe they hit it off.
They hit it off.
But didn't see that coming. Okay.
John Mulaney and Olivia Munn.
That one was weird because he was in rehab. And then when he got out of rehab, he, like 2 weeks later, divorced his wife. And then all of a sudden, they're having a baby, him and Olivia Munn.
I know.
Like, what was that all about? Was there conjugal visits in rehab? I don't think you can do that.
Wasn't she with...
She was with Aaron Rodgers at one point.
So here's a fun one. Kim Kardashian and Pete Davidson.
Yeah, that one. I don't think that's lasting. In fact, Pete wasn't at Christmas Eve this year with the Kardashians. So I'm betting money that's over.
Well, he was probably with his family, right?
Family? He talks horribly about his dead dad who died in 9/11 and his mom. I mean, I don't know.
What about New Year's Eve? Where was he then?
Well, he was with Miley Cyrus in Miami New Year's Eve. He was on TV. Where are we at?
We are at Travis Barker and Kourtney Kardashian.
Number
4.
Yeah, but they were all already kind of together at the beginning of the year. So, whatever. It's still weird. She's like rock star. Okay.
Aaron Rodgers and Shailene Woodley.
Yeah, that one caught us all by storm.
We could do a list of the most unexpected celebrity hookups that Pete Davidson's had in 2021.
There's a couple.
Number two. Olivia Wilde and Harry Styles.
Yeah, just move on. That's still chapping my hide.
Number one, which is no surprise, I think, Ben Affleck and Jennifer Lopez.
Yeah, you know, Jennifer Part 2.
Yeah. It still was a little surprising. It's like, what?
You know, that one, yeah, when you talk about number one surprise, that kicked off the year with a big, big surprise. Yeah,
big old surprise.
All right. There you go. We did it. We told you the top 10 surprising couples of 2021. Now you can go back to whatever it is you're doing. More Who Cares tomorrow. Have a great day. And
that's all the news you care less about for today.
Subscribe to the Who Cares News and never miss an episode. We're on iTunes, Stitcher Radio, iHeartRadio, or anywhere fine podcasts are heard. And check us out on Facebook, too. You can listen to our live broadcast every weekday at 8:45 a.m. Pacific on BossBossRadio.com.
That's a mouthful.